This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Dr. Paul Brand is a name remembered and loved by many, especially in India. He was an orthopaedic surgeon by training and served as a medical missionary in India, where he became a specialist in the disease leprosy. In our own country, of course, leprosy is hardly ever mentioned. It's so rare. But in parts of India, I think it's still a devastating reality. Leprosy is a devastatingly lonely disease. It goes back to Bible times. But in countries where victims are kicked out of their homes, they're rejected by the community, and they're sometimes actually forced to live outdoors by the pile of rocks or in a cave, and they actually lose contact with other humans. Dr. Brand explained what happened. He said, "I was examining the hands of a young man, trying to tell him in my broken Tamil that we could halt the progress of the disease and perhaps restore some movement in his hand. I expected him to smile in response, but instead he began to shake and cry. Have I said something wrong? Did he misunderstand me?" And the interpreter said, "No, doctor. He says he's crying because you put your hand around his shoulder. Until you came, no one had touched him for many years." Amazing story. Dr. Paul Brand, a committed Christian, devoted his life to finding a cure for leprosy and making the lives of many lepers in India productive and better. And he wrote about his life growing up on the mission field in India and returning there with a young wife after he completed his medical training. He was a surgeon, but he moved into hand care because hands had always seemed the perfect work of God. His wife was an eye surgeon. So he served God through medicine. And his service to the people of India has made an impact on the lepers that will never be forgotten. Now, I think it's a remarkable story. This truly was love in action because Paul Brand cared enough for others who needed his skills. Caring for others, it's not an easy thing. It can be difficult, emotionally draining. Just ask your local nurse who puts in the extra hours to care for her patients in a busy hospital ward. And that's why we admire people like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who earned worldwide admiration for her care of the poor and forgotten. And she had a goal to show the love of Jesus through her unselfish devotion. I think one of the best things we can do is feel the love from someone else as they genuinely care for us. But do you know that you and I have the power and ability to give this gift to someone else as we care for them? Being a caring person helps actually strengthen the relationships we have with people. And when we allow ourselves to show care for others, we're truly allowing ourselves to be more complete. Did you know it matters to God if you are a caring person? In the Bible, the New Testament, in 1 John 4, verse 8, it says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Since God is love, we're made in His image. We do need to reflect His love in our interactions with everybody else. And we can most readily reflect God's love by caring for other people. You know, it's the one sign that makes the Christian stand out from others. This was evident in the early church. And Jesus said, love your neighbour as yourself. And that includes everyone that we come across. What have you done lately to show care for others? In the current days, there's no shortage of ways to care for another. For example, figure out what support you can give. Everyone is different, so it's important to ask how I can help. Listen to what people are saying and make sure that the ways you offer help are what they need, not what you think they need. It's easy to assume that. When John Lennon wrote the words of his hit song Imagine, he had a completely different world in mind. If you know that song, he imagined peace and harmony. He imagined a world with no more war, no murder, no poverty. It's a good song, but the sad part of it is, and the key to John Lennon's utopia was a world without God. And John Lennon imagined a world without God to be a more peaceful and loving place. Sorry, that's not right. True love and care is found best in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, who showed great love and care to each of us. Heavenly Father, how true it is that caring still matters. In big and small ways, I want to reflect the care that you have for me as I give it to others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.